I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, happy to welcome in premier guitarist, banjo player, singer, songwriter, and Wyoming troubadour Jalon Crossland from Ten Sleep, Wyoming, just below the west side of the Bighorn, site of No Woodstock over this past weekend. Hey, Jalon, how was the festival this year?
Hello, Grady. It was a fabulous and fun festival this year. So lots of great bands came in, and we didn't get snowed out or rained out or anything.
That's unusual. This summer, there's been a lot of weather to deal with.
Oh, man. I would say just about every other show I've played outdoors this summer has either had a rain delay or a rain cancellation or, you know, just got moved inside or something. It's been weird weather this year.
Great to have you as part of our live broadcast from Cheyenne Botanic Gardens, knocking on wood. Many musicians release greatest hits album, best of, very best of, and so on. You've released a greatest efforts album, and I appreciate your honesty and humbleness with that title. I think it's the first in music history, and it's a double album, right?
Yeah, when you have as many nice tries and close near misses as I have, it takes a double album to put them all on there.
Yeah, and it's also on vinyl.
Yep. Everyone's been asking for vinyl, and since vinyl's making a comeback, I decided maybe I should go ahead and put out a vinyl record, and this would be a good one to do it on.
How did you choose what to put on the record?
Well, that's kind of neat. You know, I wanted to make the quote-unquote greatest hits record, at least, you know, take the few best songs off each of my 7 or 8 CDs, and I didn't want it just to be my picks, because my picks would probably be different than other people's picks. And I want it to be the things that the, you know, people like to listen to. So I put it on the Facebook and just asked which songs everybody thought that they would like to see included on there. And a whole lot of people responded. And I just kind of added up, you know, the numbers of votes for all the songs. And I was actually only looking for anywhere between 10 and 12 tunes. And there were a clear 19 favorites. So I decided, you know what, let's just go ahead and make a double CD and a double vinyl.
That's great.
Get all 19 on there.
That's great.
Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck. Heave-ho down the hole all night long in the wind and snow. The men were steel and the rigs were wood. She could do anything that the oil men could. Throw that chain till the morning light. Fight, trip that pipe. Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck. Mama was a roughneck.
Talking with Jalon Crossland, your sing-alongs for the Apocalypse in 2017 took top honors and Best of Wyoming albums for Wyoming Sounds listeners. You really paint a vivid picture in the opening line, complete with the sound effects of a swing. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, I like that song. It's kind of a moody post-apocalyptic song, you know, with all the imagery you see in, you know, Walking Dead or, you know, The Road or something, you know. But unlike those movies, this is unlike those, it's a love song. Just because it's the end of the world doesn't mean you still can't fall in love.
Exactly.
Trails, cars, and plans. Isn't it strange? Silence on the airwaves. No one at the mall at all. You go naked on the park swing. Well, I play you a song on last two guitar strings. A post-apocalyptic love song. You and me at the end of history.
Post-apocalyptic love song, Jalon Crossland. That was your last album with a band, and you've been performing mostly solo over the past couple of years. Any plans at this point to record or play live with a band?
Oh, nothing on deck. I'm still recovering from the grief of losing my last band.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, we were together 12 years, and we were great friends, and none of us wanted to break up the band. But due to illness, we had to go ahead and break it up, and... Man, it's just so hard to find another group of guys like that that you, you know, you really want to play with, you know. So I'm enjoying playing solo, and it's going really well, and for now I'm sticking with it that way.
Right. I saw a recent post of you traveling on your well-packed Harley. It looks like you had everything you needed. Is it true you even packed a cat for your cross-country travels on that?
Well, no one's going to take care of my cat when I'm gone, so I have to bring the cat, have to bring the Keurig, you know. Bring all the bedding and tent. See, when you see a picture of my Harley looking all piled up with stuff on the back, it's because I still travel old school. I don't stay in hotels every night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to camp out by the bike every night in the dirt down in the desert. And so you got to bring your tent and your thermarest and your sleeping bag. And
it looks like you've got it down. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I make that trip into the desert Southwest once or twice a year on my motorcycle. It's kind of the pilgrimage to the Holy Land to decompress and relax, you know.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Any good stories from the road in your recent travels?
I got to party with a bunch of Navajos. That was fun. Down at their, they have those jewelry stands down there,
right,
in the Navajo reservation.
Right.
And, they all like the motorcycles. So I always stop there and buy jewelry on the way through, and I hit it off with a bunch of them. We had a great time. Yeah. They were a lighthearted bunch, and they pulled out some guitars and a few jugs of beer. And, we all sat around in one of those, jewelry stands playing music and singing songs, and it was fun.
You won the Governor's Arts Award in 2013. Now, a lot of your songwriting is inspired by life and characters in Wyoming. Do you continue to draw inspiration from Wyoming with new songs?
Well, I'm still writing, of course. Keep on plugging away, making them up as they come to me. And Wyoming's always an influence, of course. You write about what you know. So yes, I still write about Wyoming people and places.
Have you played a show in a particular town, whether it be Wyoming or somewhere outside Wyoming, where the audience response was just a lot better than expected?
You know, generally, anytime they like me, I feel like it's better than expected.
That's great.
You know, I played Bear Trap Festival up on Casper Mountain just a few weeks ago, and that was a really nice response. And everyone got together and stood up and swayed back and forth when we sang Bosler at the end. That was great.
Speaking of Bosler, when you wrote that song, that was at least 10 years ago?
Man, it had been longer than that.
Yeah.
I don't really remember how long ago.
Did you, after you'd written that song, did you expect it to be quite as popular with audiences as it's become?
No. None of the songs that I think are going to be the popular ones end up being the popular ones.
It's always how it works.
Yeah, it's always the goofy songs and, you know, what things I decide to throw on at the last minute.
Well, I write you this letter from my downtown apartment. Pray you receive it before I am gone. Says I'm going out west just soon as I'm able. And I was kind of hoping you might come along. There's something that's calling me when I'm sleeping, or locked in the bathroom at work getting stoned. That tells me I'm lonesome and hard as I'm trying. This Emerald City don't feel like my home. And I dream of a trailer in Bosler, Wyoming, with tires on the roof, dear, and you by my side. We could watch Flintstones and draw unemployment. Yes, I dream of Bosler when I close my eyes.
Again, we are talking with Jalon Crossland from Ten Sleep. It's also the site of the upcoming finals in the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter Series. Is that correct?
They're going to have the finals out at the Ten Sleep Brewing Company just outside of town.
And that's,
I think that's going to be really neat.
Late September,
I think it's
cool.
Yeah, that sounds right. And it's really neat that they're bringing it up here to small town Tinsley for the finals when they could put it in a big town, you know. It's kind of neat they're bringing it here. And that ought to bring a lot of people to Tinsley.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And it's great to see a lot of talent all over the state.
Yeah, it ought to be great. I got to judge it last year, and it was fantastic, the talent that was there.
Jalon, what occupation do you think you'd like to be doing if you were not a musician? Anything that...
I've thought of that at length. You know, you always need something to fall back on. As a when this thing finally is over and I can no longer play banjo for a living, I always figured, you know what I'm good at? I might as well be a truck driver.
Well, you've got a good truck driver song, the chicken, all night chicken trucker.
Well, I kind of feel like I'm already basically a truck driver. Most of my job is driving, and then every now and then you get to jump out and play 90 minutes of music, and then you jump back in and drive again.
That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah, but I like it on the road a lot. It's never gotten old. Really like it. So I think if I would either be a trucker or else I might be a sheep herder.
Okay. Well, it's happened here in Wyoming, certainly. Sheep herding.
Sheep herding?
Yeah.
Yeah. There. I think a career can be made of it. I tried it for a little while in my early 20s. I thought it'd be like one long paid camping trip. And that's kind of what it was. But in your 20s, that's a long time to be alone.
Well, we're glad you're still picking and singing and making great music here in Wyoming.
I am glad for that, too. Thank you, Grady.
All right. Been talking with Jalon Crossland. If folks want to pick up the Greatest Efforts or find more info, they can just go to your website, right?
Yeah, www.jaloncrossland.com.
Spiders with the aerosol can. Oh my, my, smell them tires. Some say the baby hits a trailer park fire. Where we gonna live, mama? Where we gonna live? Storage shed on Cottonwood. Smelling tires, some say the baby, it's a trailer park fire.